Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, lots of good news happening across the world this week, and News Talk's digital content creator Ciara Tracy is with me in studio because there's lots of reasons, Ciara, to be happy this Wednesday. How are you?
Lots of reasons. It's a pleasure to be here. This is one of my reasons to be happy.
Well, that's always good to know. I know definitely good news for this Irish team this week.
Denner O'Brien for the lead for Ireland. She has gone off and over. Ireland are in front. There's seconds to play.
That is so exciting. Sorry, that was Erin King scoring her second try of the game against Ireland versus New Zealand for the WXV1 match against the All Blacks. That was a final minute try we just listened to there. It was a win for Ireland 29-27 against world champions New Zealand.
Right.
And it was a monumental game. I think the Irish ladies really needed this. It's been tough both domestically and abroad for the Ireland's women team the last few years. And now they're really starting to pick up some momentum.
Okay, good stuff. Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis, yes. So his retirement was announced 7 years ago. And he's been seen on set filming with his son for a film called Anemone. It has Sean Bean. It's shot in Manchester. I actually can't lie, Andrea. I have never seen a Daniel Day-Lewis film.
No, not off the top of my head that I
can
think
of. In the Name of the Father is one that everyone talks
about. Yeah, sorry.
I literally, when people say, have you seen it? I always think I'm about to get deported because I've never seen it. And I know it's like a monumental film. And same with Gangs of New York with Martin Scorsese. So a lot of people are excited about this. The film's actually going to be around fathers, sons, brothers, the relationships men have with each other in their family. And I think that's quite poignant that he's actually going into a film with his son, you know, that he's co-wrote with him.
So this is, it's after about 7 years, isn't it?
7 years, yeah. The retirement was announced.
Okay.
So he quit after starring in Paul Thomas Anderson's 27 film, Phantom Thread, and he has stayed very private since. So this is very much out the blue. So I wonder if his son Ronan is going to get him out of retirement.
Yeah, well, that's it. Exactly, the decision to end retirement and appear back on the movie screens. Speaking of which, I know this will be good news for some fans this week too.
Are you dating anyone problematic at the moment?
I haven't had a midnight call from you in a while.
So that is Paul Mescal and Daisy Edgar-Jones, who starred in the TV adaptation of Sally Rooney's Normal People.
Yeah.
And if you are a fan of Sally Rooney, you'll be delighted to know that her latest book, Intermezzo, is soon to be announced as a best-selling book of 2024.
Oh, is it?
Tell me, Andrea, have you read the book yet? Are you a fan of Sally's?
Do you know, I never watched Normal People.
Really? Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, I couldn't finish it because I ugly sobbed, ugly cried every episode. It
really
is so emotive. Sally Rooney knows how to tug on my heartstrings.
I think from memory, Normal People came out during COVID, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was 2020 when it came out, and it, you know, huge legacy for both Sally and Daisy and Paul. I have started Intermezzo 2.
Right.
That is taking me a bit longer to get into, but I'm, Sally Rooney has such a poignant, heartfelt kind of, I don't know, like, she just knows how to, again, tug on the heartstrings. So I have started it, and I have no doubt this will also become a TV adaptation, like everything else.
Absolutely.
So
this is really what kind of catapulted Paul Mescal, isn't it?
Completely. Like, the fact he's going to be in Gladiator 2, like, it's just Oscar nominated already. It's insane. So yeah. I'm really looking forward to see what happens with this.
This is the story now that caught my eye this week, right?
I thought it would.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
You can explain to people.
Right. So Channing Tatum was absolutely delighted when his daughter won an Irish dancing competition. So this is the fesh. Now, Andrea, I remember quite vividly that you yourself were an Irish dancer. Mm. And not too long ago, you were in the Gaiety with the Riverdance crew.
Yeah. I've performed Riverdance, is what I tell people now.
You absolutely can claim that.
So major overestimation of the work I did that day, but look,
absolutely
we'll take
not.
It.
You had the moves. So, did you ever compete in the Fesh as well?
Oh yeah, no, we did.
Did.
We did all of that. Yeah,
but did you have the wig?
Oh yeah, full on, absolute wig. But when I saw the Channing Tatum stuff this week and the picture, so he's there with his daughter,
11 years old.
Is she 11? I was going to say
Evelyn.
She's older than I thought. Actually,
Evelyn Channing.
And so he's there with his daughter, and she's there fully, like, all decked out. She's got her wig, she's the makeup on, she's her costume, the whole lot. She wins her championship, and he's their proud dad posing
so
away
cute.
Holding her trophy.
He actually had
That's
a jumper
fantastic.
On with Evie's pit crew on there, which is just so cute. Who'd have thought?
I loved
I just
it.
Love to see when Irish dancing goes on the main you know, global stage like that.
No, I was
so big up
thrilled to see that. And I'm sure many of the dance schools around the country probably delighted with the promotion from Channing Tatum as well. This is another big fan for a lot of our movie fanatics as well.
No cocaine, no sports, no telling fortunes, no racing, no sucking petrol out of their cars. And you, Charlie, stop spinning yarns about me, eh?
Oh, I'm just trying to sell you to them, Tom.
But the main thing is, despite the provocation from the cavalry, no fighting.
No fighting. So that is Cillian Murphy. You probably could already tell who it was as Tommy Shelby. He has been spotted on the set of the new Peaky Blinders movie that's set to come out next year. Are you excited? Are you a Peaky Blinders fan?
No, I'm not at all. No, I couldn't get into it.
Why?
I just couldn't get into it.
But you know, I actually had to stop and start with it. And it's really, really? Worth, I think, persevering through, because Cillian Murphy obviously is a phenomenal actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And they really just set the scene so fantastically for 1920s, like, Brummy life.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been sold yet, maybe with another Oscar-nominated actor dangled in front of you, Barry Keoghan is set to be in this movie as well.
Oh, is he?
Undisclosed role. We don't know how he's going to... I think he'll be a villain because he plays an excellent villain. We saw him in The Joker as the Batman star. So I think this is going to be really exciting. We know it's going to be the final installment of the Peaky Blinders kind of franchise. So I think it will be going out with a bang.
Yeah, because it's a series though in itself,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's a series. It's got a few seasons now. It's been going on for years.
Yeah, it is. It's gone on years. Yeah.
I don't know. I can't even tell you when it was. It 2016?
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Couldn't have
it's
a notion,
been a while.
But I know what's going on years.
I pick it up and I drop it and I pick it up again. But I really would recommend trying to get a few episodes in before the film because it'll be huge.
Did it work? You know, will it work? The idea, the transfer from series to movie.
So it's not often done and it doesn't always go down well, but I think just with the hype of Peaky Blinders, and I feel like everyone's wondering what's going to happen to Tommy Shelby. We always think he's going to die at the end of every season, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they cap off, because they did kind of end it quite well in the TV show. I won't give any spoilers, but I think with the film, there's a lot of things to play with. I think it'll end up being a big battle between Barry Keoghan's character and Tommy Shelby.
You've one other reason for us to be a little bit happy this week too.
Right, so this is actually a slightly more bizarre one. This is about a couple from Galway who have been given the freedom of London. And this was done by getting a herd of sheep across London Bridge. I don't know if you've heard this tradition before. I kind of thought someone was pulling my leg when they told me this was a real thing. But apparently there's a tradition across London Bridge to herd sheep across it.
Yeah, that's kind as of random as that seems. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Galway couple, they've been absolute powerhouses in London, and I think the Galway crowd and the Mayo crowd, they were helping with the Lurchers. You know, the Lurchers, the famous Mayo pub, and they said you can take the sheep out of the man, but you can't take the man out of the sheep. No. Either way, so London sees some weird sights.
Yeah, so this Galway couple, so they've been granted the freedom of London. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's how it happened. And the ceremony, the kind of reason to be happy is this ceremonial sheep thing, which is weird because you don't often see sheep in the centre of London.
No.
Although I did live near a farm in Canary Wharf, which is really bizarre. You see the Canary Wharf skyline and then you just got sheep and pigs like just dotting about.
I don't think that's the tradition for freedom of Dublin, if anyone is ever granted the freedom of Dublin, but this is the freedom of London that we're talking about.
It sounds very like you'd see it down in maybe Cork or Kerry, not
small, maybe county town. Do we know anything about this Galway couple?
So I believe they've done some dedication towards building and infrastructure.
So this is why they've been recognised for their work.
Exactly. Right. So we have a lot of the building of Mayo as well as London. So they have a small company, Paddy Senior started his dad. And now the Flannery plant hire is a major name in plant manufacturing. So that kind of dedication, especially around the Wembley area. They have 8 depots in the UK and one in Paddy and Mary's, who's the Galway couple in their homeland. So, yeah, they've been a big industry name over the last 50 years.
Well, there you go.
And big contribution to the face of London changing. So they've been awarded the freedom of the city.
Well, well deserved by all accounts, it would appear, from what you're telling us today. That's the freedom of London. Ciara Tracy, thanks a million for joining us with all the reasons to be happy Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.